totally weird. Gotcha. WSCV 991. WSDQ 996, monitoring the frequency. This is WSDQ 991. Your volume was a little bit low and it's barely audible. one more time. WSCB 991. That was really bad. That was all squelch. Sorry about that. Once again, try it again. I'm not sure what you're doing. Yeah, I'm willing to talk, but just can't hear you out. Good morning, anybody out there? This is WSEA 840 on a commute to work, and just yelling out there, seeing some buddies out there doing the same. And this is WSEA 840, and I'm standing by. PR3T, test your car. WSAH 780 Flatrock. Anybody on this 675? Transmission, brother. Sounds like a whirling machine. Might be the repeater, eh?
Negative. How's that? Should be better. I had it on my beam, my Yagi. It was just pointed too much north. I gotta turn that. I'm gonna get up there today and do it. Go ahead.
Station 218 WIUG 48.
WIUGX 218, go ahead.
Well, the 600 was open about 9 o'clock at night. The 600 was I talked to the guy from Ohio again. I just.
Copy that. Did you hear me on 600 just now? Did you hear me at all?
I heard you, but you got cut off a little bit. I don't know why.
Alright. I didn't think I was transmitting at all the way as a response. I talked to Bob earlier and on the beam and it wasn't working. And I thought something was wrong. Alright, you're copying me pretty good, over. I'm on the harvest.
Stay there. And it's a lot of fog out here, too. It's very foggy. By the way, 575, that Saginaw repeater is open.
Copy that. Yeah, it's building up. I think that fog has a little help to it.
That guy was from Dayton, Ohio again. He said, I never heard nobody out this way.
Copy that, it's all mixed up.
Anyhow, how you doing today?
Okay, I am going to get up here and change this beam. The light bothered me, so I stayed off the ladder. But I'm going to do it today. Feels pretty good, over.
No problem, no early. Don't be in the early anyhow. That harvester will do the job for you. Roger.
Copy that. I'm still just on medium power, too, over.
Yeah, you're sounding good. I got that 9600 radio, and I have not put it together yet.
Is that a handheld or a mobile?
That's the MD9600, the TYT. It's 50 watt radio.
Well, it's not a handheld, over.
And that handheld radio for ISS is not programmed yet. I'm waiting for Captain Don to come down.
So you're telling me that's a handheld radio that's 50 watts?
That's a 10 watt TYT. It's a handheld for ISS. But I got another one, 9600. That's 50 watt radio. That's for the house.
Roger that. Okay. I understand that.
That 9600, it gives you 25, 45, and 50 watts. It starts with 25, and 45, and 50 watts.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's what this one thing does. I can change it to 10 or 20 on medium. Two different on that one is KG. Have to see what it sounds like when you get it hooked up. Roger.
I will do that. Maybe, I don't know when. I'll find out when it can hook that one up. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that, Jack.
I've been busy, that's why I didn't get a chance to hook that up. I've been very busy. And today, too, I'm going to be very busy. Roger?
Copy. Yeah, I got a few things to do, too. Got to get going on that. Getting ready to pick leaves up around here. It's quite a chore.
I got leaves in the front yard. It has to be blown out to one corner, then it has to be picked up. And that's what I got to do today. And of course, I got to work on the garage a little bit inside.
Yeah, Roger that. Same old stuff. Just a little later this time. I think these leaves are going to fall a little quicker because it's so dry.
You know what? Maybe when it rains, all these are going to come down at one time. Because it was, you're right, because it's so dry, and you're going to get the rain, and that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, when it's getting into October, it'll be a dropper.
Let me go get some coffee going. You take care and you have a good day. And I'll stay on that 600. I'll be listening on 625 and 600. WIUG 488.
Copy that, Jack. Okay. Copy that to you later. It's WRZ X218. We're standing by.
WRWV 251, checking in on the Sheboygan repeater from the Drummond Island Ferry.
Lots of Shunkin, WRJD 263.
WRYX 551 radio check.
Sounds good. WRBW 519.
Come back on that again.
Yeah, you sound real good. Nice clean audio, good signal.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, loud and clear. WFTP 713 for a radio check. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir. I have you, Lima Charlie, over. Copy. Thank you, sir. I'm on Romeo. WFTP 713, clear. Have a great day.
As well, sir. Either you're mobile or you're on HD. Just a little bit of popcorn and static in the background, but definitely readable.
Enjoy your GMRS experience. WRCP 544. That Drummond Island unit, you're coming in. WSDD 439, Dave in Flushing. Drummond Island, Drummond Island, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Copy, over. He must have changed channels on us, brother.
I wasn't sure if I was hearing that right. Drummond Island, I got to let him know he's getting out. He's still in there, that Drummond Island unit. You were in and out. Give it another shot.
Much like yourself, I thought I was hearing things. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Yeah, I was headed to the radio shack to get on the base and talk to them.
Yeah, he wasn't in there long, and I went over to turn off the TV set so I didn't have anything on at the same time trying to copy him. And by the time I got back to him, evidently he moved on, or he's moving around.
Roger that. Yeah, the propagation and induction has been wild here for the last, like, 2.5 weeks here. Late at night, early morning, they're booming in from all over Ohio and New York.
One of these nights I'm going to have to stay up a little bit later and see if I can. I haven't heard a New York station in there yet. I've heard one that was said he was pretty close to Pennsylvania, but I haven't heard New York yet. I wouldn't mind working one of those guys one of these days.
WRKX607, North Java, New York.
Go ahead, New York. I'll go ahead and turn the channel over to you, sir, and I'll stand down. Go ahead with your transmission.
Yeah, guys, I don't know if I'm quite making it in. This first personal is Brian in North Haven, New York. That is about 30 miles southeast of Buffalo. Call sign WRKX607.
Eric, you are Lima Charlie. You, I say again, you are Lima Charlie into the MIH system. My QTH is the very tip of Michigan, and I'll go ahead and stand down. I'm sure somebody else is going to want to talk to you. Enjoy your day, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, Brian, the last two transmissions are kind of broken up, but you were making it right in here to Michigan. I'm in central Michigan, Flushing, Michigan, to be more exact. Whiskey Sugar Delta, Delta 439 is the call sign, and Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, is the personal here. See if you can try to make it back in here again. Well, that was a weird one, Bob. We're talking about New York, and there he is.
Roger that. I cracked a big old smile myself. Yeah, it's been crazy the last couple of days. Of course, it's going to get crazier as things get cooler and all the leaves drop off the trees. So, yeah, it's going to happen, brother.
Well, I know the propagation's supposed to get really crazy, like the next couple of years, the sun cycle and all. And maybe we're in the beginnings of that. I don't know. But that, that was a crazy one there.
Do that. I work several bands. And yeah, we're fixing to come up with a beautiful cycle here for the next couple of years. 3 to 4 years at least. We're all bands, especially the lower bands. Are going to open right up. So I'll go ahead and clear. I sit here and finish my coffee. I'm watching the grass grow this morning with the dogs. So take care. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Best for you and yours. WRZP 544.
All righty, Bob. Yep, take care. Watch that grass grow. Take it easy. You and the dog. Yeah, it's supposed to get crazy. I'm getting closer on getting my my technician, or getting ready to take that stupid test. The schematic part kind of threw me for a loop, but I got it. I think I got it down now. So hopefully I'll be able to join you all and everybody else and get my tech and general license here soon. All right, Bob, take care. Have a good day. 7-3s. Dave, WSDD 439, Flushing, Michigan. We're out.
Keep banging away there, Dave. I'm a 100% disabled veteran with a TBI. I've taken that sucker 4 times and I ain't given up. Oddly enough, that's what I did in the military for my career, navigation communication specialist, repair technician. I flew in them, I fixed them, I fixed the radios, I made them navigate, I made them communicate. But I'm looking into Handy Ham for myself down here in Gaylord. They're a great organization to help folks get their ham license. But I keep banging away, and I study with a group of veterans, so we'll get it sooner or later, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I think I spent money to get on hamstudy.org, I think it is, or .com, I'm not sure. There's a couple free sites. I also was on a Zoom meeting, which helped immensely with the schematic reading. So, yeah, I've been racking the brain. And there's also a YouTube channel that the guy goes over all of the answers and gives you the correct ones and tells you why. Doesn't go over the other ones, just gives you the correct answers and forget about the other ones. So gives you a few little pointers on it too. So yep, racking my brain on what 400 questions in the pool for 35 that'll be on the test. And hopefully I have remembering the right ones for the test. But hopefully within a month or two I should be able to take that thing. I'm hoping. Then the real rubber hits the ground trying to get a station up and going. So, all right, take care, Bob. 7-3s, WSDD 439. We're out.
Do that. Yeah, I think we're watching the same YouTube channel, and then it's helping. I attend group with several other veterans once a week. We keep hanging away, so Excuse me. Yeah, it's going to be what it is, so keep banging away. We'll get them. And equipment's a piece of cake these days. You'll be up and running in no time. Enjoy your day. What a crazy morning. WRZP 544. Best to you and yours, sir.
A little side note, if I don't do well on this first one, I may go up there and join you guys. Maybe a little a non-veteran in to help to get studying. We'll see. All right, take care. Bye.
We're a rough crowd, but you'll fit right in. Take care. WRCP 544.
You got a lot of background noise in there with you, but we were able to, I think, a little bit to pull you out there. And Connecticut wouldn't surprise me the way, well, we were just talking and New York jumped in there. So, yeah, Connecticut, I would say with, if you're in the United States, I wouldn't even doubt Canada jumping in sometime or another, but conditions have been crazy lately. Come back with that call sign again. I got 421, and I didn't get exactly where you're from or the personal there. Roger that, Novi. I lived in Wixom for about a year, so I know the area well. What's the name there? Roger that. No, I'm talking about the one in Wixom. I can't remember the name of the road we were on, but I used to live in, I think it was Stone Ridge Apartments in Wixom. It's on a major road, but I still can't remember what the name of it was. It was almost 30 years ago. Pontiac Trail, but I hope, yeah, it's a big one that goes through just about everywhere up there or down there. Yeah, we weren't too far away from Beck Road and Novi ourselves.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to get back to work here.
All right, DC, take care. Got the call sign, WRYZ421 in Novi. WSDD439, Dave in Flushing, clearing the frequency.
WSDS979, radio check.
WSDCCT6, monitoring.
Radio check, you are Lima Charlie, WRZP544, tip of the Mitch, Sheboygan County, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I am WSDS979, also from Flushing, Michigan, so, yeah, it's great to have everyone on the radio. Yeah.
Roger that. Truly blessed to have MI8 and all them great folks providing this service for us. I concur wholeheartedly. Enjoy your day and be safe out there, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bot. Clear and monitoring.
Yeah, same goes to you too. WSDS 979, Flushing, Michigan, clear.
Is that WSDS 729?
No, this is WSDS 979.
Yeah, I got my dyslexia hearing going on.
Ah, I gotcha.
Name there?
It's Stephen, WSDF
979. Good to hear another Flushing resident going on here. All right, Steve, have a great day. 73 WSDD 439. We're out.
Same goes to you, too, and have a very blessed day. WSDS 979, clear.
WSDC 226 is clear.
Station, where are you from? WSDT 439. There was a 266 station in there. Are you still in there? Just turned it off. WSDD 439, clear.
WRZ563 for radio check.
WRUH-667, Mobile.
Y-430 on the band.
WRWM-638 listening.
WRZP-544.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. WIRZ-38. Station 544. WIRZ-488, copy.
WIUG-488, WRZ-544, returning, sir.
Sir, I just want to see how you're doing today, and you got everything.
Yes, sir. All systems go. I received all transmissions. Printed several out. Roger.
No problem, Bob. Anyhow, you take care. I'm glad to hear you. We'll talk later. I'm not at home. I'm on the lake, on Cass Lake right now. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG-488.
Roger that. Enjoy yourself and be safe. We finally got some real nice storms up here today, so it's expected to be nice tomorrow. So we got wet and we needed that up here. So take care. WRZB-544, clear monitoring. Station caution, you are weak but readable. WRZP-544.
Roger, this one's clear. I'm out in the Ann Arbor area right now, so pretty
fire off the repeater.
Roger that. You're readable. For these old ears, it's difficult, but you are readable, sir. Travel safe, and best to you and yours. WRZP 544.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. WRZP 772.
Roger that. I failed to mention I'm up here at the tip of the mitt there in Sheboygan County. Take care. WRZP 544.
WSCI 783 to station 329, copy. WSCI 783, monitoring.
WSBY
WRVV 525 in the mobile.
Hey, anybody out there got a copy?
Roger that. WRVS 211 copy.
WSTJ 510, just hanging out on 75 in traffic.
Northbound or southbound, what area are you in?
Heading southbound, just before the Ambassador Bridge.
Okay, copy that. I'm about to be on 23 northbound here shortly.
Looks like we got a ramp rat hanging out pulling people over, so just a heads up.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate that. Yeah, they need that funding, that's for sure.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
WRNW 329, WRVV 525. We made it to the weekend, Tim. Anything for you?
how's it going? Yeah, I don't, no weekends for me. I'm a 6 day a week guy most of the time, and not sure if I'm going in tomorrow or not. I think the wife has an appointment, so I might not make work, but no plans. Stick around the house, drinks, and enjoy this nice weather.
Okay, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Hopefully the wife's doing okay with her appointments and all that. So, yeah, usually doing 6 days, that's that can be tough. I know I was doing that for a long time, but luckily I got my weekends now, so gonna, yeah, try to enjoy this unseasonably warm weather we got going on here, too.
I copy that. I'm guessing maybe a couple of more weeks. There's nice stuff in it. It might be all downhill from there, but you never know. It's unpredictable, I guess, the Michigan weather here. Maybe it'll hold off till mid-October. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. We'll take what we can get. I don't mind. Actually, I like the kind of cooler fall weather anyway, so we'll see what we got. But before we know it, it's going to be snowing, so we'll just try to enjoy what we can.
All right, copy. I don't think I'm even keying up anymore. I got a low battery on my radio. I have to cut it loose. WRNW 329. It's going to be clear for now. Yeah, my battery's
all
down
right, well,
on
yeah,
my hand now, so I have to catch you a little later
enjoy
on.
Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch you next time. WRVV525. I'll be listening for another few minutes until I pull up at home here.
All right, copy that. It's flashing 5%. It's not letting me key up every time, so we'll catch you a little later. WRNW 329, clear for now.
WSCS 550, monitoring the station from Millington.
Five zero in Millington. This is WSBW 226 in Millington.
Well, howdy, neighbor.
How you doing? We could probably go simplex.
We probably could.
Well, I'm just sitting here reading my emails. And had a piece of homemade raspberry rhubarb pie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. That's all gone now, sadly.
That sounds pretty fantastic. It's much better than what I've had. I had a bowl of cereal, and that was pretty much it for now. Want to go out and get something to eat, but the wife said no.
Well, you can just run over to Millington Pizza and pick up a quick one to go there.
Yeah, I'd have to swing by Cardinals. That's where my daughter works.
Oh, they have good pizza, too. We used to go to Cardinals all the time. Small world, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, my daughter started working there a couple months ago doing dishes and stuff, so she's earning a strike.
Yeah, how's business doing over there since the new owners took over? I know before it changed hands, it was pretty slow. The dining room wasn't open half the time, and we always liked it way back when. They had the nicest hamburgers and everything. We've been meaning to go back over there and sit down and have a meal.
Yeah, my in-laws know the owners. They've redone the menu a little bit, not too much. And I know when the new Mexican place in town opened up, it kind of hurt their business a little bit. So that kind of slowed them down. But I think overall they're doing pretty good.
We tried out the Mexican place, and we weren't that impressed with it. We've gotten better tacos down there at Otisville at the Dairy Delight.
Yeah, I've never eaten there. I've tried the Mexican place. It wasn't too bad. Depends on what your personal tastes are, I guess. I had the shrimp and some other stuff. It was pretty good. But I've never eaten in Otisville there at that ice cream shop.
Yeah, you got to time it just right or you'll stand in line. They can get pretty busy there. Everybody wanting ice cream cones. And that's more like after dinner in the afternoon, maybe on weekends. But during the day, you can pull in there and grab a taco. Now, my stepson, who lives in Texas, and his wife, they came up and visited here not too long ago, and they went to the Mexican place, and they said it's the best Mexican food they've ever had. Down there, he's in Austin. They've got lots of Mexican food down there, so he said it was extremely authentic. Our problem is up here, we like it really spicy, and I guess it's just not that way in the real world.
Saying that's the best you've ever had, that's definitely saying something. But yeah, I prefer mine spicy too. And it's definitely, it seems pretty authentic. I mean, if you just look at the staff, and I'm sure the cook staff the same way, definitely authentic staff, authentic food. It's not bad. I enjoy it.
Well, I like hot sauce, and they didn't have any. So their sauce though is very mild and so forth. I guess if I went back, I would take some Chi-Chi's hot sauce with me because I got to have it hot. But that's, you know, just the way I like it. But there's, yeah, you know, for a small town area around here, there's actually Pearson's over there has excellent food.
Yeah, that's one place I haven't eaten in years. I used to go there with my father-in-law and have breakfast when they had breakfast there and get those big elephant ears or whatever those things were.
Well, they're still doing breakfast, and, of course, their big draw, a lot of people don't know about it, but they've got the best cinnamon rolls homemade cinnamon rolls in the state of Michigan, and they're huge. One of them is enough for the whole family for the day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I heard another station in the background trying to hop in there. You still out there?
Yes, WRXG764. Do you know why Mexican food and American Mexican food is always so hot?
Not a clue.
Well, in parts of Mexico to this day, refrigeration is kind of rare. So when the white gringos came down to Mexico to disguise the taste of the rancid meat, they emptied the spice cabinet.
That's interesting historical fact I did not know.
Yep. Anyway, that's why it's so hot. Kill the taste of the bad meat. So, just so you know, of course, here in America, they use good meat. Anyway, have fun. WRXG764. Where is this place in Millington?
It's right on the corner of Millington and State Street there, where the old bank used to be, on the southeast corner, kind of next to the post office.
I'll have to check it out sometime, WRXG764.
Yeah, they went in there and redecorated it and really made it up nice. Name here is John, by the way.
Hey, John, this is Craig. Nice to meet somebody close to home.
Likewise, considering we're in the same town practically. Of course, the guys down Detroit, they're in the same town. They talk back and forth and everything, and we hear them clear up here. We don't say much about it.
Yeah, true. And guys down in Ohio, too, that just blows my mind. We can get them that far away.
Hi, I'm normally in Flint, and it was a couple of weeks ago. I was falling asleep, and I've got it's the Yaesu 817, and I had it tuned to 5.2 simplex with a mag mount antenna, and it was on. And it was like 1:15 in the morning, and this station came in full quieting. I thought he was local. And he said he was down in Lucky, Ohio, on 2 meters, running 900 watts, and he was talking to some guy in Chicago, but I didn't hear the Chicago guy.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That was one of the other questions I was going to ask, if you did any ham radio stuff.
Oh, yeah, guilty as charged.
I got my ham license. I'm just trying to find some close ham repeaters to hit. And I haven't had much luck, or at least I'm not hearing much traffic.
Okay, well, are you just using an HT, or do you have a mobile rig, or what have you got?
I currently have an HT, but I'm going to upgrade to a mobile rig, probably get a DMR/analog. I think you can get one where they're both in the same unit.
Yes, you can. I don't do anything with the digital radios. I'm an old timer. I stick to strictly analog. One of the repeaters, there's several around here. There's one in Carroll, And there's one in near Bay City that's on it's on .31, but I don't know if it's 146.31. I think it's 146.31. But what you should do is get on the internet and look up for the Michigan repeater directory, and it lists all the repeaters and all the access tones you need to get in. And it's updated on a regular basis. The 2-meter repeaters are highly coordinated. It's not like the GMRS here where, you know, it's just every man for himself. 2 meters is, they go through the repeater council and they assign frequencies and go from there. But check out that, the Michigan Repeater Council, you know, they have a handbook.
Can I make a comment here? That's going to be my next step, is getting kind of a better and I wanted to get a little more information first, so this helps definitely.
Can I make a couple of comments here?
Please do.
Okay. If you check out Michigan Specialized Communications Group, MSCG, I think it's a .com, but I'm not sure. Might be a .org. You'll find there's a repeater in Millington, of all places. It's a D-Star, and I believe it may also do analog, because they use Pi-Star to control it. Repeaterbook.com lists every repeater everywhere. And then you can tell it you want to look at Genesee County, Michigan, and it'll tell you what's here. Genesee County Radio Club has a repeater as well. It's two repeaters in the same place, Early Hospital. And we're on 147.34 PL's 100. You'd be able to hit that from Millington if you've got anything other than a handheld. I'm not sure about a handheld. And Thursday night is a good time, about 8 o'clock for that particular repeater. Let's see, I think it's 147.26 is the primary repeater in Genesee County, and that's MSCT as well. Information on their website. And again, WRXG764.
Very good. A footnote on the 2-6 repeaters that's on top of McLaren Hospital is currently off the air. And there is a repeater on 2-6. It's going to be a brand new repeater, and it's sitting on one of the trustees' workbench right now, and he's smoke testing it. And as soon as he's done with it, it's going to go up and take the place of the repeater that's on top of McLaren Hospital right now, and it's going to have a much better receiver and everything. So right now the 2-6 repeater in Flint is kind of hobbled. And yeah, the Millington repeater is on 444.65 or something like that. I'd have to look it up, but it's a UHF repeater. But it is D-Star, but it's UHF. And so yeah, there's get a repeater directory wherever you can find it there, and look up some frequencies. You'll be surprised at how much activity there is.
WRYN313 here. Just wanted to chime in and say mygmrs.com is also a great resource. Over.
Yeah, is mygmrs.com likely to have ham repeaters listed? I'm just curious.
No ham, it's just GMRS, but it's got a great interactive map that shows not just the repeaters, but the approximate coverage area of all the repeaters as well.
The Michigami site website, I think it's Bob Lloyd, he's been putting a map up that shows a lot of that too. But I'm not sure what the address for that is.
Yeah, it's funny. I had to laugh when I first got into GMRS. I was listening for about 2 weeks before I got my license, and I didn't understand tones and PLs and all that stuff, and I'd talk and no one could hear me, and then I was listening to Bob from Sheboygan, and I think Dan from Lorain were talking about tones, and I was able to put two and two together. Now I'm able to talk to you guys. It was pretty funny for a while there. I didn't have a clue.
Yeah, that can really slow you down if you don't understand how the tones are used. Hey, I'm going to sign out for right now. I got to get back to what I was doing. But it's been a real pleasure talking to everybody. And you had some good advice here. A lot of different sources to resources to check on the frequency. So that information is all on the internet, for heaven's sakes. This is WSBW 226 in Millington.
This is WSCF 550 in Millington. Thank you to everybody for the information. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Happy to help. I'm based out of Ann Arbor, and my biggest problem is clearing the roof line. I can't hear anything because I'm renting right now.
Okay, and regarding that Millington repeater that MSCG has, I'll tell you that the farthest I've ever talked with D-Star is Hong Kong. The links around the world, the WRXT-764.
Well, folks, it was nice chatting here. I'm going to go ahead and clear the channel. I'm going over Mackinac Bridge with my mobile rig here, so I'll probably lose you all soon. WRYN 313, clear.
Well, you're loud and clear, full quieting, as long as you're on the bridge. Have fun up there.
WRBR 403, anyone copy this station? WRBR 403, anyone copying this station?
403, this is WSCF 550, I copy your station request.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Just making sure I don't have a microphone issue here. WRVR 403, I'm clear.
WRWR357 listening.
WSDJ347 monitoring the channel.
Yeah, what's your location?
Shelby Township.
Okay, another local guy. Good deal. I'm currently on I-94 crawling through down through downtown near 75. Yeah, that last station, you are not readable at all. Still not getting in.
WSTN 924. Good evening.
WSBN 567, I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. This is the first day of new radio. First day of actually having a GMRS radio. And so just want to make sure I have your tone set up correctly. Appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, it sounds good for the most part. You're getting a little bit of static every other word, it seems like.
Yeah, it might be just they had the mic a little further away from my mouth than before, so maybe it's more proximity of the mic to my mouth. Does this sound any better?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
As you say, you're aware, MIA kind of frowns upon the Roger beat. You might want to turn that off.
Thanks for the heads up. I'll go ahead and turn that off.
Not my preference, it's just on the MIA page, they don't like it on, so I thought I'd give you a heads up since they do it in the GMRS. WSTM 924, I'll be monitoring.
WRY 411.
Good evening there.
I didn't catch all your call sign there, but I've been on the radio here a little bit, but I would come out to see how I was getting into the machine.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm in the backyard. Sometimes I don't get out when I'm in the back. Got suburbs around. WSTM 924.
I guess the loud and clear. Loud and clear here in Melvindale.
Roger that. I am in Dearborn Heights.
Copy that. Copy that.
WSEQ 327 doing a radio check. Can I be heard?
WSEQ 924. I didn't catch your call sign. Dearborn Heights.
This is WSEQ 327.
Gotcha. That time, I'm on a mobile, so it was down on my pick up the first time. Yeah, I got the loud and clear in Dearborn Heights. Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm out here in Lake Orion.
Very nice, very nice. Sounds like you're kind of in it. That's what you do. Doing good.
This is WSEQ 327. Doing the radio check. Hear anybody out there? Hear me. Got
WSP-337.
WSP-550. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much.
WSBQ-996, monitoring the police scene.
Fired out tonight.
WSDM 924 base to mobile. You could hurry back.
WRNW 329.
Hi, hello, Jim. Station 329, WIUG 48.
Good evening, Jack. WRNW 329.
Good evening, Sam. How you doing?
I doing pretty good. Got a little fire going, burning up a little brush I had trimmed off the trees. Be a good time to burn it, I guess, get rid of that. But that's about it. Still pretty nice and mild outside here.
Good, and get rid of the mosquitoes too, Roger.
Yeah, there's definitely some of those around, getting a few bites here and there. I got that antenna mounted up there. Actually, I was connected to some repeaters I really couldn't hardly hit before, so must be doing something for me. I'll get on it in a while and see how he's making the trip.
Yeah, what kind of antenna is that, Jim?
That's a Comet, GP3.
The base station or Magnamount?
That's a base station. Sorry, I got on the roof. I took the other one down. It almost looks the same, but it's a one-piece. And the GRMS one I had was a two-piece. I got that on the marketplace to see if I can get rid of it. It works good for GMRS.
Yeah, but it only works on the UHF only. Anyhow, the other one, yeah, Comet is really good antennas. I'm talking right now on a Comet Magnamount. That's 2x4. Roger.
Okay, yeah, it's sounding real good here. How long? Yeah, I'll have to look it online and see what it looks like. Got a couple of UHF, VHF on both of the vehicles. They seem to work okay, I guess. I'll have to compare it to that 2x4 you're talking about and see what it looks like.
Tim, let me tell you, this antenna is a good antenna. You know what it does? It does UHF, VHF, 2 meter. 70 centimeter, and it goes GMRS, all three of them. So except for you, go on. You'll find. I don't know. I got mine on what they call it on eBay. I paid $79 for this, but the Magnamount didn't come with it. Roger.
I copy that. Let me get back to you a minute here, Jack. You got a phone call here. Old bell's ringing.
All right, Tammy, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRNW 329. Clear.
WRYV 574, WRYV 421.
WRVV 690, Unit 3, Canada 3.
station calling. There's a lot of mutter.
WRUG 488, WRNW 329. No copy on WRUG 488, WRNW 329, clear.
Go ahead, Tim. WIUG 48.
How's this radio sounding? I'm talking on that antenna, that comet. I don't know if it's sounding any better than the other one or not.
It was sounding good, but it got the hum like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Got my radio sitting on top of my power supply. That's probably where the hum is coming from.
That could be. You got another radio on over there?
You should hear the game. I was watching a football game. It's Illinois and Nebraska. Maybe you're hearing that in the background, I'm not sure.
That's probably what it is, background noise. What are you on? What, the DB20G?
I'm on the TYT 9800D.
How did you get the TYT 9800?
Well, maybe I got it wrong. There's something in that line, lineup. I have to look at the box.
Yeah, you know what? I just purchased a 9600.
I copy that. Yeah, it's TH-9800. That's what it is. TH-9800D.
Yeah, I see it now. You know what? You should have said something. I would have told you to get the 9600.
Pretty good deal. I think I paid $130 or something for it. It was Well, it was used, but it was still in the box. So it wasn't used very much. I bought it off the line. And it came with all the adapters and stuff. And it threw an antenna in and all that kind of stuff. Some of that stuff I bought from them, too.
I see what you're saying. We're getting a little bit of help out that way anyhow from that power supply. What you do is just maybe move it around from the power supply. It might sound better. It sounds good. I mean, nothing wrong with the sound and the audio. It's just that little hump when you were talking. That's all.
Copy that. Just so I got it on my nightstand here and not a whole lot of space, so I had it sitting. I got it off there now. I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
The one you use for 2 meter, 70 centimeter?
Yeah, well, this radio I usually run it in my truck, but I'm running that antenna now, that Comet. That's what I'm running off of now.
Is that Comet, is it magnet mount or a straight base station?
Base station. I don't know, I think it's 5.5 feet tall, one piece. It's got three horizontals screwing in on the bottom.
Thank you. Your power supply, was it reading? Is it 13.8 or no?
I was right on the 13.8. Not moving.
Well, then there's nothing wrong with your power supply. Anyhow. Yeah, you know, that one I was just telling you, the Comet 2x4, that it does all three of them, and it's a magnet mount. Anyhow. But it's a little bit expensive. I don't know. To me, it's not expensive. The 2x4, and only $79, you know, and the Magnemon is only $25, so not much really, but it's a good antenna. Anyhow, that antenna you got out there is good. Does it have to be grounded or no?
There's no ground points on it anywhere. I didn't have the other one grounded, so. It's all fiberglass. I don't know if I should have a ground run to it and ground it to something, a pole in the ground or not. But I'm not sure if it recommends ground. I guess you're supposed to ground all antennas in case you get a lightning strike, but...
I'll ask you another question. That power supply, does it had, you know... Can you, like, put it in, you know how those strips comes in with 4 or 5 plugs? Can you put it on that one, too, or no?
No, this one got positive and negative on the back side of it. And then it's got a 10-amp, like a cigarette lighter plug on the front of it. But I'm not using that part because I think it's only a 10-amp on the front. That was a DB20 to run off it, though, no problem.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Tim. But did you get the, like, if you have a meter, you can find out what it's pushing out that way, on 2 meter or 70 centimeter?
Wattage and my match, is that what you're talking about?
What you do is put the SWR meter, I don't know if you have one or not, SWR meter, you put it between the transmitter and the antenna. And then when you unkey the mic, when you key the mic, it shows you how much 1.5 or 1.3 or 1.1, Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, I haven't put the meter on it yet. I do have one. I'm not sure how accurate it is. It got 3 meters. I think one's for match, one's power, and the other one's... can't remember what the other one was. There's 3 meters on it anyway. But yeah, I'll have to... Maybe tomorrow I get a chance, I'll hook it up and see where I'm at.
Just make sure... Well, the SWR meter, it says SWR meter, and it also shows there's a switch there, and it shows the how many watts coming out. That's the SWR meter, and it's a VHF, UHF.
The one I have, I think it covers from 3 to 30 megahertz or something like that. 3 to 30? I ain't sure. I'll have to look at it again.
You're getting out right now with no problem, you know what I mean? Just that little something like that, that's all. But tomorrow, see if you can put a meter on it and see what you read. Make sure you put it on SWR first and read it down. The SWR is going to be down and your voltage is going to be on top.
Copy. I see my fans coming on when I key up this thing. I think it's a 3-speed fan on this radio. I'm not sure if that's creating a little hum or not.
No problem. I'll talk to you then tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But you're sounding good. See if you can get out on that 2 meter. I'm sure there's somebody out there on that 2 meter. Roger.
That 2 meter beater.
Yeah, I'll scan the band here. I got out on one. I can't remember where the repeater is. But it was out there quite a ways, and it was always scratchy before. I couldn't even get it, but last night I hit it, no problem. There was some guys talking on there, but I can't remember the county it's in. It's quite a distance from where I'm at.
On that radio, do you have a meter, or do you have a, you know, like square boxes to tell you, or what are you pushing when you key the mic?
Got a digital meter underneath my digital display, like for signal reading.
No, you have a digital meter or not, but I have both of them. Digital and analog meter. And they both tell me how many watts and SWR. And I usually don't use the digital meter. I don't believe them. I believe the old style meter. So it's up to you. If you have one, test it tomorrow and see what happens. And this is WIUG 488.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. Yeah, I'll have to do that tomorrow. I can hook it up, test the SWR, bounce around on some frequencies, and see where I'm at for SWR and my output. If I got a low SWR, should be good on the output there. Copy.
I copy, Jim. Anyhow, you take care of you. Have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Appreciate it. Nice talking to you. Just trying to wind her down. I'll scan the band a little bit, see if this radio's working for me. But we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a good night. WRNW 329 clear.
There was another station out there. Is that station 983 out there? Is there any station out there, WIUT. Well, I guess not. WIUG, 48, clear. WSPI, 847. WSPI, 847. WIUG, 48, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG, 48, clear.
WSCP 993, anybody got a copy? What repeater am I hitting here? That's my, ask.
KF8.
You know what repeater I'm hitting here? This is doesn't seem to be the one that I have programmed in my radio.
Station 218, WIUG48, copy.
WSBB 993, am I understandable on this repeater?
Station out there calling.
This is WSBB 993. I appear to be hitting a repeater. I am not sure exactly where it's located.
Hi, this is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills. What's that call sign again? I heard 93, that's all. Roger.
Okay, this is WSBB 993. You located in Indiana?
Well, and then, how you doing? My name is Jack, and WRUG 48. I'm in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And I believe you're on 625, if I'm not by mistaking. Roger?
Okay, yeah, I am on the 625. I've just got this programmed to a local repeater here down in Ohio, so it may be some propagation over here that I'm hitting you up in Michigan.
There is a propagation open tonight, and there was last night too. Roger?
Yeah, you sound real good. This is a repeater for the Bamber County down in western Ohio. So, most likely it's quite a distance.
WRUZ 984, I wonder if it goes both ways and we can talk to that repeater up here in Michigan.
Yeah, we can do that with no problem, Dale.
Yeah, not sure if we can go back down that way. I do know when I keyed up on one of the other repeater frequencies, I was making it to both Flint and the Michigami repeater down there on the Ohio border, so it's a weird night.
Station 993, are you still there?
93, I'm still here.
Are you from Ohio or are you from Indiana? Which one is it, sir?
Well, I'm currently transmitting from my home here in Mercer County, Ohio. It's on the western border.
Oh, I see. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt too much. I switched over to the 675 repeater. I don't want to run full power. I sometimes kick over unintended repeaters if the conditions are good, and then I can't hear the repeaters. So, yeah, that's all pretty cool. I'm going to just go back to what I was doing. I'll be back here, sit down, and do some chat in about 5 minutes or so. WRUZ 984.
All right, Bill, we'll talk to you in 5 minutes. WRUZ 48. Now, the gentleman out of Ohio, are you by Cleveland? Are you by... Franklin, Ohio, where are you at exactly? You know, I'm here at Rochester Hills. Roger?
To put it most plainly, I'm kind of midpoint between Fort Wayne, Indiana, the big city there in Indiana, and Lima, Ohio. Kind of right there in the midpoint there.
Yeah, I know Lima, Ohio. About 20 years ago, we used to go there every time. It was a big wholesale down that way. I forgot the name of it. We used to go there for a show every year. Roger?
Yeah, they've got lots of different things going on there. I don't know if it was maybe a... The only thing I think of is a gun show. Been there plenty of times. It draws a lot of people.
To go to Columbus for that thing, they had those shows all the time there. And I have not heard anything from Columbus. Roger?
I got a good copy on you there. Is the repeater you're using in Rochester, you said, Michigan?
Sir, Rochester Hills. I talk to Ohio a lot. I even talked to Dayton, Ohio, a couple of days. Roger?
Okay, wow, I believe I've heard your voice come across on those nights where propagation's good. It seems like there's quite a lot of traffic on these channels here, no matter whatever PL tones you get set. So I'm just trying to track down what exactly shares the same repeater that we have locally here.
My name is Jack, by the way. Roger?
Right, Jack. My name's Corey. Located down here in Mercer County, Ohio.
good talking to you, and good to hear from you, which is always welcome. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488.
And right back at you, good talking to you as well. Well, we'll catch you a little bit later. WSBB 993 out.
WSBB 998, WRYV 421. You're actually hitting downtown Detroit, which is pretty crazy. Nice to meet you, Corey. This is DC. Just wanted to say hi.
Okay, 993 here. I'm trying to understand. I'm hitting downtown Detroit right now. Doesn't seem very feasible, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have a linked GMRS network here, and that's the one that I'm showing on the internet site that you're hitting. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. Propagation is pretty high right now. So anyway, nice meeting you. We'll let you go. I'll be clear on your final. WRYV 421.
All right, thanks for coming back. WSBB 993 out.
WRUG 488, WRYB 421, you out there, Jack?
All right, how are you doing this afternoon?
All good, Jack. Yeah, just winding down, getting ready for bed here soon. Go to sleep a little early. I'm an old man now. But, yeah, are you going to be out there in the morning?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be out there tomorrow morning. Are you going to come by?
Yeah, I'll try to make it out there. So I will see you there. You try and have a good evening, and have a good night. So I'll see you there in the morning. WRUG 488, WRYV 421, clear.
Boy, you're sounding good. You're really sounding good. I don't know if you're on the handheld or base station. Roger.
Yeah, I'm on my base station. Sorry to come back on after clearing, but it wasn't sounding very good yesterday or earlier this morning, but I rebooted everything, so I'm glad I'm sounding good. I'll see you in the morning, Jack. WRYV 421, clearing the frequency.
Hey, you take care and have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Thank you.
WDV690. Radio check.
WSBB 993, any Michigan stations out there listening? WSBB 993, anybody out there standing by?
Go ahead. Station 847. WIUG 48. Go ahead.
WSA 847. Hey, Jack, there was another station there calling out, but just wanted to say hello. I hope you're doing good tonight. Go ahead.
I don't know, I was on another station. Go ahead, there's a station out there.
WSBB 993 out of Mercer County, Ohio. Oh, just looking for someone out there to come back at me.
Yeah, 993. Yeah, you're sounding good in the system. What, you near Toledo, I guess? Is that correct, Glenn?
I'm about midway between Michigan and Kentucky. I'm down here on the border of Ohio. Look for someone to come back.
Yeah, okay. You said Mercer County. Is that Mercer County, Ohio, correct? Go ahead.
Correct. I'm in Mercer County, on it right there on the Indiana border.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're doing fine into the system. Yeah, I'm near Cleveland. I'm on the east side of Cleveland, going across the lake into the Detroit system here. So, anyway, I guess, what are you on, 625, Channel 18, or what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking on a program or theater I've got here just the county over, and it's, I just found out tonight that it communicates with you guys up there. Usually it's just a local repeater here that talks around a, you know, 15 to 20 mile radius, but I've got quite a bit more here tonight.
I'll get over to Jack there. I gotta get going here, but anyway, have a good evening from Cleveland, WSAI 847. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, great night. WSBV 993.
Yes, Dad, so how you doing today?
I couldn't complain, Jack. It's getting kind of crazy with the this drought going on. We need some rain. Hopefully it's moving in here a little bit, but we'll see. Are you getting any rain where you're at?
North of here, they got a lot of rain. I don't know if you heard the Bob at Sheboygan County, Bob. He said it had a lot of rain today. Roger?
Hey, okay, maybe I'll head down this way. So you'll probably knock the signals down also. So, hey, that's okay, though. Hey, I appreciate it being out there tonight, Jack. You have a good one. And maybe I'll catch you. Hopefully conditions will hold up, but we'll see. Be well. Be safe out there. Talk to you again. WSAI 847 Cleveland.
Too, Dan, you take care, and good talking to you, which is always. Don't forget that. WIUG 48.
We could sure use some rain down here in southeast Michigan. I know that. I got dry, crunchy grass in my lawn right now. WRUZ 984.
WRZ98, got a good copy over here.
Good thing about the no rain deal is if I want to hunt down weeds, they're the only green thing in my front lawn.
Sounds like the same deal here in Ohio. Hoping maybe Sunday or Monday we might be getting some rain.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be a boom or bust deal where, you know, we go from no rain for a month and then we get a month of rain and then everything is soggy.
Right, a little bit be okay, but if, I mean, we get back to where we were in spring, where we're pretty much flooding around, it's not going to really work out too well for us.
I'll have to have Jack come out and rescue us if we get flooding.
Sounds like Jack is the rescue man up there in Michigan. He's the all-state rescue man.
Go ahead, Dale. WIUG 48.
Well, I was hoping you'd be the rescue man there, Jack. Weren't you in some type of air service back in the day, or were you a ground pounder?
Well, I was in the air service for 4 years, almost. Actually, 3.5. I can't say 4 years. 3.5. I was in the field. Roger?
Okay, well, that's good that you weren't the ground pounder then, right?
Oh, I just came in there, grandfather.
well, we're still counting on you to save us. Maybe you can get out the boat, and if it floods, then you can come around and collect us.
Yeah, no, we haven't had a rain in a long time. The grass needs to be watered down. I water the grass every day, and that's going to cost money.
Yeah, I've been having to water my plants. I've got, I don't remember the name of the plant, but it flowers in early to mid-October, and it was starting to die out. The leaves were turning crispy, so hopefully I watered it enough with a hose so that when Mother Nature decides to give us free water, it'll still be there.
If I get that lady across the street from you, put water for her, is it?
Nope. She's on her own. I see her out there once in a while with a hose watering her lawn, and she's got that big garden in her backyard. She's probably been really pumping out the water from the hose to keep the garden going.
Oh, that's good. That tree's watching over her. Roger.
Yeah, I try to avoid her now because to get the good food from her, I got to work hard, and I just... That hard work I can do without.
Well, Dale, what you do, you need a good adult beverage. Roger?
I drink two or three of them and then I fall asleep, so I have to be careful with those.
Yeah, I'm joking. It doesn't matter.
Roger? Yeah. Hopefully, the weatherman said it's supposed to sprinkle tonight, although the last time I looked at radar, that seemed unlikely, but maybe we'll get something next week and save whatever we got.
I don't know, Dale. I really don't know. I looked at here. There was no rain all the way to Wednesday again. So I don't know which one is right, which one is wrong. And I don't know if those people know how to read thermometer.
They get a good rain out where my other house is. My wife and my youngest son are out in Newaygo County. They're, 50, 60 miles south of Traverse City. And they got rain today enough that they could not work in the yard or take a walk in the woods. So, somewhere some people are getting rain.
I guess I even talked to Bob. He's Bob there, Sheboygan 544. He said he had enough rain. Today it came a lot of rain. So then the people out of Ohio, no rain at all there. And in here, it's still no rain. I looked at the sky outside about 10 minutes ago. It was a clear sky. So I don't know where that rain going to come from.
Yep, just one of them years, I guess. I sure hope this doesn't mean we're going to get a lot of snow, because I don't want a lot of snow this winter.
Bill, don't count on that. Recording, I went on this morning on Google, and Google said, you know, the north side is going to hit hard winter this winter with a lot of rain and snow.
Yeah, well, I guess good thing I have a snowblower.
Yeah, you're gonna need that. I have two snowblowers, and one of them doesn't work. I get another one on. One small one and one big one. Roger, WIUG, 288.
WIUG 884. Yeah, I got one that it's pretty old now. My youngest son is a mechanic, and when it had started having problems, I just asked him to rebuild it for me. So he put a new carburetor on it, and I forgot what else we did to it, but he fixed that all up for me. So now I take as good a care of that thing as I can so that it'll last. And I do have a little electric snowblower, but it's only good for the real light powder snow. The other snowblower is good for the thick stuff.
I don't know about the electric. It doesn't go that far, you know, if it comes 1 foot snow. I don't know if it's going to go through or not. Which is, you did good. He fixed you up. Make sure he had a brand new spark plug on that one. Roger.
Yeah, this might be the year for a spark plug. I'm pretty sure it's due for both it and my lawnmower are due for an oil change. And it's probably a good idea to swap out the spark plug too this time for the snowblower. So I guess I'll have to do that probably next month in October. Bird?
There's another station out there. Go ahead, there's a station out there.
It's me, Jack. RUU 850, just leaving Darth here, but I've had a couple of pops, so maybe I sound different.
Hello, Sean. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
Hey, Jack, can I give you a call sign?
WIUG 488.
I darn killed the radio.
No, not that, Sean. Anyhow, are you going to be out there tomorrow morning?
Yes, I am. Hey, anyhow, I just pulled up in my driveway. Let me get in the house and get comfortable, and maybe I'll jump back out here. It's WRUU 850. Carry on, guys. Sorry.
No problem, Sean. You take care. WIUG 488.
Coffee maker. here for tomorrow morning because I think I'm going to wake up with a headache and I'm going to really want some coffee. So I'll be right back. WRUZ984.
Yeah, you have a good evening. WRUZ 48, clear.
Clarify, that's Whiskey on WIUG.
WRUG. G is the G. 488. Roger.
Okay, I got you. Good to talk to you, buddy.
No problem, buddy. Anytime you like. I don't mind talking to everybody. WIUG 48.
Yeah, even though you guys are in Michigan, I have a predisposed notion that I don't like you guys, but maybe you Michigan people aren't too bad.
I don't know nothing about that, so I don't know what to tell you, sir.
Yeah. All I got to say is go Bucks.
Sir, you have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
What they're saying.